This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And we're Philpott, we do have Mike Golic Jr. on the phone. Bring him on in. Mike Golic Jr., welcome to the show. Joel and Travis Johnson here with you on ESPN 97.5. Travis is already fired up to speak to you, so let me just get out of the way.
Because you know Mike Golic Jr., man, we follow each other on Twitter, I think, on Twitter or Instagram.
Well, that goes a long way.
But no, you know what? I met him when he was a senior coming out of college, and the bowl game he was in What was that name of that bowl game out in Alabama?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Raycom Stars.
The Raycom. Exactly. So I coached the Raycom game, but I coached the other side.
Okay.
So, you know, one day, I think the first time I asked him, it was after they lost to Alabama in the national championship game. And I pulled him aside like, man, you know, no disrespect, but did y'all really believe y'all were going to beat Alabama? You know what I mean? And he was like, of course. You know, everybody always believes they can beat Alabama. I mean, beat anybody. And I was like, yeah, that's true. But then I wonder if I ask him the same question now. As now he's an analyst, because you know he is his father's son. I love when he fills in for guys in the morning time on ESPN because he's so unbiased. He does a great job. But little Mike, if I asked you now, did you really think y'all were gonna beat Alabama? And put your analyst hat on now.
I'm trying to get him to go back on his word,
because
man.
I'm not trying to get him to go back.
All right,
on his
Mike,
word,
please get in here because you can't get a word in edgewise with Travis.
I just want to know. Like, I want him to put his analyst hat on and not his player hat on.
Okay.
How do you feel about that game again?
Listen, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to separate the player part of it. You know that.
I know that.
Of course we thought going into that we were going to beat those guys. Man, that's never going to change. Now,
I already know.
If I was an unbiased analyst looking at that one, would I say our offense and maybe even our right guard, a guy wearing the number 57 back then, might have been a spot they could get over on? Yeah, maybe that would have been my analyst hat right there. But of course we thought we were going to beat those guys. It didn't work out like that, so I don't have a leg to stand on, but... it is what it is at this point.
Oh, man, that's a great answer, man. That's a great. When are you coming to town?
I'm getting down Wednesday night. I'll be down there.
All right, man. We'll smoke a cigar when you get here, man.
Travis has basically promised more than half of the country of Cuba cigars.
Oh, man, you know, that's all over my social media. You know I'm always ready to smoke a stick, man. You just come down here. We'll go sit around, man. We'll hang out and have a scotch and a cigar, and it'll be a great day.
Perfect, man. Count me in.
So, Mike, talk about following in your father's footsteps. I mean, some people would like to do it. Some people plan to do it. But you kind of have mastered that plan. You went to Notre Dame, and now you're kind of like your dad over on the Four Letter Network, just like us.
Yeah, you know, it's been really interesting like that, and it's one of those things where I think personality wise, we were always so similar. And listen, I mean, you know, it's like a lot of people with their dad. You grow up, and for a lot of guys, their dad is their hero. And that was, you know, always how my dad was in my eye. And he was always so helpful when it came to football of making me understand, you know, these were the things you needed to do to be good enough to go where you wanted to go. And thankfully for me, I had a guy who went to the exact places I wanted to go and was able to help. And just, I don't know if it was growing up around the show so much. I mean, he'd been doing Mike and Mike since I was damn near 9 years old back in the day. So maybe it was growing up around it and seeing it so much, just kind of having that personality as well, where I really enjoyed talking to people about the game and having those discussions, that it always was just that next step. Whenever football was going to be done, that was what I wanted to do. I got to do some of those things at Notre Dame to kind of help myself get ready for it. But just really fortunate, man, and to continue to have dad as a sounding board in all this and an extra set of ears and someone who, again, has been doing this for so long at such a high level that any question I have, he's already got the answer and then some and ways to help out.
Well, I'm sure, too, that, as you said, you knew your dad's playing career, but the fact that while you were kind of figuring out what you wanted to do and setting your own game plan, you had him showing you what he was doing here and saying, hey, this is not only an area where you could find yourself a job, but this is something where you can stay connected to sports, you can have your connections, and you can make it last for a lifetime, and that had to be very enticing for you.
Oh, absolutely. And truth be told, listen, it's something I probably come to a little bit more naturally than I did to football. It was always an uphill battle, and I was a big try-hard guy, and I worked really hard in football. I've always spoken very well, and so the idea that I could maybe con someone into paying me to do it for a living always seemed like a pretty good gig if you could get it. But it definitely is, and it's something I'm hopeful now to continue to be around because, like you said, you get to stay around the game. I get to stay around friends of mine that are still playing and explore, I guess, the whole image of sports just from a different lens now. I get to try and see it from a different side. And so getting that perspective in addition to the one that you get as a player all the time is cool and allows you to get a really fuller picture of everything.
At what point did you realize that your dad had him and I guess you call him Uncle Mike or Uncle Greeny, had probably arguably the best morning show
in the country?
In the country. I mean, everybody listen to it. When you think about morning shows, for me, I think about Mike and Mike, Tom Joyner, and The Breakfast Club. You know what I mean? Like, those are like the three kings of morning radio, you know? And when did you realize how great they were and how informative they were?
You know what? I think that's something that honestly took me a little closer to now than I'd like to admit, and maybe it is having to go through it now and really seeing it. But I do remember there was one moment, because I've always known how important they've been to morning drive, and while it's always been second nature for me to look up and see Dad on TV or hear him on the radio, with Greeny, I'm always cognizant of the fact that when we go out in public, you have so many people that are like that will come up to them and say, listen, like, you guys get my day started. You know, when I was going through X, Y, or Z, you guys were what I sort of turned to as an outlet there. And that's a powerful thing to know that people have counted on them in that portion of their day, that for so many, they've been like that morning drive family. And it's allowed people to get to know myself and my family throughout that because of how transparent the show has been. But I think as far as recognizing just how good they are at their jobs, you know, early on when I started doing radio, Dad would come by on his way to the studio and sit in. Me and Robin Lundberg do our show First and Last from 4 to 6 right before theirs. And Dad came and sat down with us one time, and I remember it was, you know, in the first couple of weeks of the show, and just hearing how easily he went through things and how second nature so much of this was to him and how adept it all was, I remember sitting there like, okay, I got a little ways to go. Like, I might think I've got some natural tools in here, but just seeing all these years later how natural they still are together, how comfortable everything's been for them, it's cool to watch. And as I've gotten closer and closer to this side of the coin, it's been cool to see behind the scenes and realize all the things that went into making that show.
No questions. So your dad's a big eater. Are you an eater like he is? I will say he's an adventurous eater. When watching the show, between him and Jamil, you never know what they're going to eat next. You know what I mean? And I wonder, how are you that same way when it comes to adventurous eating?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. And listen, I don't know if we're quite as crazy as Jamel. I mean, we're not eating crayons and raw eggs and stuff like that. She's her own breed on that one. But, I mean, case in point, I know that it just came up with my dad when he lost that bet to Jamel on the Michigan State game. He had to go and eat those ghost pepper sliders. And, of course, I come in there to watch because I like seeing my dad have to go through a little bit of pain sometimes. It's fun to get to laugh at him. But then I can't help myself. Like, I'm the same breed of stupid where I look at it and say, all right, how hot can it be? I'm not even involved in the bet, and all of a sudden I start eating these sliders. I start checking it out, and at the end of the day I have to pay for it. So, yeah, the apple didn't fall far from the tree on that one, man.
So, Mike, take us real quick through aspirations. I mean, you know your dad is doing the ESPN thing, the radio TV thing. You're at ESPN. Where do you want to go from here with all of this?
You know, I think that's the cool part of right now is I can still honestly say I don't know. And I've been really fortunate in the last year and a half now that I've been working at ESPN that they've given me a chance to do a lot of different things. I mean, I've gotten to work and fill in on shows with people that I've watched on TV since I was in high school and try all these different avenues, whether it's radio or television or calling games. And I'm still at that phase where I want to figure out what in all of those is most appealing to me and just try and make sure that I can do them all really well right now. I still sort of subscribe to that, the old football cliche, the more you can do. I was a guy that was never going to be great at one thing, so I had to be able to do a lot of different things and make myself valuable. And that's kind of where I'm at now. I want to try a little bit of everything and just keep trying to enjoy it, man. I mean, at the end of the day, this is just another one of those dreams along the way of getting to do all these things, getting to work with my dad as much as I have. And so really just right now try to keep taking on everything that they're willing to give me and making sure I enjoy it all.
It's a beautiful thing, man. We just had Anthony Munoz on talking about the same kind of thing. That father-son relationship is phenomenal. We appreciate you spending some time with us. Keep doing what you're doing. We'll keep keeping an eye on you, following you on ESPN, but we appreciate you stopping in.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys. Looking forward to some stogies down there, man.
No question. I'll be here.
Mike Golic Jr. joining us right there as we continue to roll on the show. It's Travis and Joel from Radio Row. We're going to step away for a quick break. We'll be back with a whole lot more right here from the George R. Brown Convention Center on Radio Row for Super Bowl week on ESPN 97.5.